We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dr. Kristen Coopy, she is director of pre-law at Duquesne University and an expert on presidential campaigns. Doc, welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's unbelievable as it may be, 3 months to the election, a presidential election, a very important election for all the obvious reasons, and the president has concerns about mail-in ballots and the potential for fraud. First question to you, though, is, and Kevin, you brought this up the other day. The president had suggested last week maybe they move the election, but is that possible by, you know, our Constitution? Can we move a presidential election?
Well, the president cannot decide to move the presidential election. The date and time and manner of the elections are left up to Congress and legislatures, but this is not something the president has any power or ability to do on his own. And lawmakers have come out, even members of his own party have come out and said this is not an idea that they support in any way.
Now, Democrats have been saying that, they've been starting this argument or question, putting doubt in people's minds, saying, well, president has no plans to leave the White House. What happens on January 20th, whether there is an election or not?
That's a very good question. One of the things that we pride ourselves on in this country is the peaceful transition of power, even if it's between opposition parties. We've never had an issue with one party or one president refusing to leave office, because it's just something that has happened with ease and regularity since the founding of the country. And so to even entertain the idea that the president might not be willing to relinquish the office, you know, it might be of concern for some people, but we really don't have a plan. It's one of those things that we don't know what to do, because right, we've never had it happen before.
And it's likely not going to happen, because what happens after the January 20th, wouldn't the Speaker of the House take over as President of the United States?
Yes, and I'm sure that the one thing worse than Joe Biden being president to Donald Trump is Nancy Pelosi being president. So he does have it in his own interest to kind of comply with this transition.
Yeah, there'll be an election, don't worry.
Well, that said, because of the pandemic, you know, we were moving electronically to go to the polls, and a lot of cases there were no paper ballots anymore, and now we're going back the other way, where we had a tremendous turnout for mail-in ballots here in the state of Pennsylvania. It looks like that's the way a lot of Americans are going to vote for this presidential election this year.
Right, and there are a number of states that conduct their elections completely by mail, mostly out on the West Coast, but you have states like Utah, Oregon, that the entirety of their elections are conducted through the mail. So the state will send out ballots to every registered voter. They will return the ballot. And I think it's important, too, to clarify this distinction between an election conducted by mail and an absentee ballot. It's very similar in the procedures, but there are differences. And I think this is something that people kind of get confused about. You know, it's perfectly fine. States can decide to conduct elections by mail. Pennsylvania allows for elections to be conducted by mail through an act of legislation that was passed last year. When you request an absentee ballot, which is a term a lot of people are becoming more and more familiar with, it's the idea that you have a legitimate excuse for not being able to show up to the poll. So for health or work reasons, you actually can't go. That's a little bit more of a lengthy process, and it requires more action on the part of the voter. Conducting an election entirely by mail is something that the state, or in some states, the counties can decide to do just to make it easier for every voter. So regardless if you have a legitimate medical or work excuse for not showing up to the poll, you can still vote.
Well, you have your doctorate in political science, so you have to be, this has to be like, you know, I mean, ground zero of interest for you. Have you ever seen any political system change so drastically in its major election year? Like, this is a presidential election year, and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is transitioning. This is not an off-year election. This is the election, and the Commonwealth is transferring to largely mail-in ballot. Do you find that fascinating?
I mean, we always hope as political scientists and any kind of scientist for these natural experiments to kind of present themselves. I don't think any of us would have hoped for something this dramatic this quickly. But it does make an interesting case study, and I think it's putting a lot of strain on the administration, the electoral systems themselves, to try to figure out a way to safely and effectively conduct these elections in a manner where we can ensure that every vote is going to be counted. You know, you hear a lot of talk about the strain this is going to place on the Postal Service, transitioning to a completely, you know, paper mail-in ballot system. You know, the post office has already been strained, as we've been talking about for years. You know, just making sure that counties are able to produce the ballots and get them out to people, that people know that they have to return the ballot, you know, before, have it postmarked before a certain time on election day. So we're really not talking about an election day anymore. I think that's fascinating. It's more like an election season. So this is really becoming more than a, you know, show up to your local polling place, push a couple buttons on a machine and get your sticker and go get a free donut at Krispy Kreme kind of thing. This is something that people actually have to put a little bit more thought and energy into. And that's not always a good thing when it comes to voting.
It also takes away, Kristen, that excitement on election day, where usually by the end of the night or into the early part of the next morning, we know who the president is. We won't know necessarily.
Exactly. And this is one of the complaints that the president was voicing, that whatever vote was counted by the end of election night, that would be the end of it. But I mean, we saw issues with the Pennsylvania primaries. We've seen issues in other states where, you know, ballots are postmarked by the correct time, but they're just not received by election officials within a few days. And so ballots that should be counted are still coming in days and weeks later. And, you know, to ensure that there's an official correct count, that's something that's of concern to election administrators.
It's a bold new world. Stay close. Pay attention. Dr. Kristen Coopy, Director of Pre-Law at Duquesne University and expert on presidential campaigns. We appreciate your time. And guess what? We have you now on speed dial.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you guys. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.